radio style.
This will be great.
I'm loving the studio. Like, as soon as I walked in, I was like, this is it right here. I just, it's my element. Yeah. I just really enjoyed listening to New York. It was just a great conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, this is good.
I'm
like, okay, this is.
Maybe we'll see after today. We'll see how tonight stands out.
Yeah. We'll see.
We want to give a shout out to our season four sponsor, A Servant's Heart LLC. A Servant's Heart prides themselves in community care. They offer non-medical and HPC transportation, as well as home personal care. For questions, to schedule consultation, or to join their team of professionals, you can follow them on Facebook at A Servant's Heart LLC, email them at aservantsharttoledo@gmail.com, that's two T's, or give them a call at 419-407-5399. So thank you again to A Servant's Heart for their support of the Mud Talk podcast and being our season four sponsor.
Hey. Yo, what's good, y'all? It's your homie, Big T.
And I'm Shay Renee.
I'm Miss Amy.
And I'm your co-hostess with the most of CF Styles. Hey.
And you are officially tapped in and tuned into the hottest podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets.
While you grind and shine.
Hey, what's good, y'all? It is Friday. Thank the Lord. Praise Jesus. Hosanna forever. Yes. Whatever you want to say. Forever and ever.
Always.
Always and forever. You better praise dance him. Like David. Okay.
But don't twerk like David.
But don't twerk like David. Okay.
David didn't twerk.
David was crip walking.
We already talked about this.
David was definitely crip walking. We talked about this already. But it is another brand new episode of Mud Talk, and we are here live on this amazing Friday. We feeling good, we looking good, and we're so glad that everybody could tune in and tap in with us because we have a guest in the building, right? We have Miss Raya Love is in the building. If you don't know who she is a licensed esthetician here from the city, and she made that move to the ATL, and she came back to talk with us about everything skincare. She just dropped her skincare line called Ray of Beauty. Nice. And so, yeah, we're going to be talking about not only
facials.
Well, that, talking about facials.
One of my favorite things to talk about.
But we're going to be talking about not only are you going to feel good, but you're also going to look good, especially when you get a Ray of Beauty. So we're going to tap in with her later on in the show. But how is everybody feeling today? How y'all feeling?
I'm a little exhausted, but I'm here.
We made it, right?
We did.
We made it. CL Styles, how you feel?
I'm a little tired, but we here, man.
Absolutely.
No complaints.
Yeah. Amy?
Hey, I'm happy to be here. I missed you guys last show.
Yes. I missed y'all too. And you know why I was also happy? Because Miss Amy brought us some gifts, y'all.
We did.
We, in case you don't know, we got some new Mud Talk merch, and we got these nice little coffee mugs, or they don't have to be coffee.
Oh, whatever you want in there.
Whatever you want in there, okay? Nobody's going to know.
Nice, insulated.
Yep. It's insulated. You can hide whatever you have in here if you need to take something somewhere.
And just know that you got it from the hottest podcast. Yeah. That's all that matters. So, but yeah, thank you, Miss Amy. We appreciate you.
Yes. And you guys can get that on our merch store if you want to join us and have one yourself.
Yes. So make sure y'all go cop one right now.
Right now. Not right now. Like, wait until the show's over, and then you can go get one.
Or during a commercial break.
And then tag us when you have your cup.
Yeah, send us a picture.
Yeah. So,
or just any merch.
Yeah. So go ahead and do it during a commercial break and then come back. So, all right. Well, y'all know we can't start the show until we do what's called Big T with the
tea.
Hey, and that's where I give you all the celebrity news and gossip. And I got my paper, so y'all know it's official.
Only if it's on paper.
All of it's on paper. If it's on the phone, don't believe me. But this is on paper. That means I took the time to do my research.
We love that. And make a packet.
And made a packet.
You made packets.
I did. I made packets. Because, you know, my kids, like, when we be at school and it's like front and back and a staple, they be like, what page are we on? I just be like, you know what? Next time, I'm just going to just do it individually.
So, how many times is that going to happen in this podcast? Somebody's going to be like, what page are we on?
What page are we on? But I even put it in bold print, so y'all should know what page we're on.
I'm just going to listen and trust you.
Yeah, appreciate you. All right, so let's go ahead and get into this tea. Let's go ahead and start with Kanye, man. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be a day if we didn't have any news about Kanye, but Kim Kardashian is worried about the long-term impact that Kanye West unhinged social media meltdowns is having on her kids. Now, all of this news comes from the good people at TMZ. So for almost a week, Kanye has been going on escalating online rants about how he feels he's been mistreated within the Hollywood music industry, plus personal attacks on the Kardashians. Now, and that also includes his mother of four. Now, multiple sources with direct knowledge told TMZ that Kim is devastated and she's worried about Kanye's actions and how they will impact their four children. I'm going to get back to that because I know she ain't talking about the internet and impacting her kids. I'm going to get back to that, okay? But Kim has tried very hard to protect them from anything that might affect their view or relationship with Kanye's their father, but he continues to make it very difficult for her to navigate this situation, and she's doing her best by putting the children first. Now, among Kanye's vicious accusations, he's called Kim a sex trafficker and a sex worker. Oh. Okay. So hopefully the kids are unplugged from Kanye's social media, but the internet, you know, lasts forever. And not only did he go after Kim Kardashian, but he went after Jay and Beyonce's kids. And Tina knows, you know, Queen B's mama, she had to pull up on IG and make a statement.
Good.
So she hopped on Instagram Wednesday and she posted a video of herself addressing Kanye's rant on X, formerly known as Twitter, targeting her, you know, 7-year-old grandkids, Rumi and Sir. And so she went on to say that, the quote that Kanye said was, "Wait, has anyone ever seen Jay-Z and Beyonce's younger kids?" before questioning the twins' mental capacity. So that's what made her have to go and make this statement. She said, "It's hard to remain positive and classy in the face of ignorance and evil, but I know that no weapon formed against me or my family shall prosper. This battle is not mine, but the Lord's, and I know that God has got this."
So, thank you for reading that like a preacher.
You're welcome.
I appreciate every part of that.
You know, go ahead and give me my hand class real quick. Hey, so,
Trap Church, here we are.
Yeah, Trap Church. So yeah, Kanye, keep people's kids' name out of their mouth. That's all I got to say, especially when you're messing with, you're talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce.
There is so much to this whole story.
There is a lot.
Because this started with, didn't this whole thing start because Kim got mad that he put North on a song that Diddy was on? And it was and Diddy was on it like a phone call from jail.
Yes.
So that's how it started. And she said, "Take, like, that's not okay."
Yes.
And I feel like there was some more that he like brought North around somebody. I forget.
He brought, he was mad at Kim for bringing him around two other people that he really doesn't care too much for.
But I thought Kim was mad at him for bringing.
Yes, he's also so it's kind of like they're.
But
both,
it was like it was like a something to do with sex. I don't remember.
It was a guy who got recently
for rape.
And he's like a sex offender, and she didn't want him around.
As any mother would probably not want their daughter. That's how old is she? 12.
I feel like is she 12? I think she's around there because her and Blue Ivy are like around the same age, so like 11 or 12.
Yes, so understandable. So that's how the whole thing started.
Yes, but here's my thing though about Kim. Kim is worried about how Kanye is you know in the internet and all that stuff. But if you watch, and I don't know if you guys watch the Kardashian show on Hulu, but their kids pulled up Kim's sex tape while playing Roblox.
I saw that.
Yes, there was an episode where the kids were playing Roblox, and it was like, "Look, mommy, it's you."
And it was on Roblox.
It was
on the game, wasn't
it? Yeah, and it was like an advertisement, like advertising, like her sex tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But I mean, I think there's a big difference between calling somebody a sex trafficker and sex worker versus like I got famous from the sex tape when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
Found a little planet, but that's a different story.
I mean, it's out there. She had to know it was going to happen.
Yeah. So, what do you think, CL Styles? You like, you got something on your mind?
There's a lot to unpack. First and foremost, nobody wins when the family feuds at all. Nobody wins. Of course, Kim doesn't want to have her kids around certain individuals. Whether it's what sex offenders, you definitely don't want to have kids around them. So Kanye has to do a better job of putting the kids in the right place.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we do understand Kanye's mental capacity, right? So we know what Kanye does, but that's almost like the pot calling the kettle black because she does have a sex tape out. So,
and that's exactly what I was saying.
Both of them have acted out on social media, on the internet.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, if he is treating his kids with respect and with love, that's all that matters. He just has to do a better job of, and I never want to say what a parent has to do a better job of with their kids, but just making sure that he's putting them in the right positions and not putting them around individuals that
Absolutely. So I hope they can get it worked out, man. Because there's definitely a lot going on. I mean, Kanye in the tweets, it seems like it's about every other day. And, you know, Kim, you know, she, it seems like that she just wants to have some healthy co-parenting. But it is a lot to unpack.
Well, that's the biggest difference. Like I said, Kim's sex tape was when she was in her 20s. Before these kids were, they weren't together. These kids were not created. Kanye's acting out happened after, I mean, like in the process of them being together while the kids were born, the kids are on the earth. And so I think that's the biggest difference. Kim's trying to do better. I'm not defending Kim. I'm just saying I think she's trying to do better. As far as I know, there's no leaked sex tapes from after these kids were born.
Yeah, well, I hope not.
I don't know. Her sex tape.
Hopefully she has a hidden folder by now.
Yeah.
I mean, at least put it on the calculator app.
That part.
Snapchat, my eyes only, something.
I agree with that, but I guess my whole thing is, all right, Kim, you were married to Kanye for how long? You know his mental capacity.
Yeah.
So because you were his wife for XYZ amount of years, you know his mental capacity. So just have some discretion.
Yes. So
that's not even talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah, they're the wrong people to talk about, man.
Is it a boy girl twin? I'm sorry for not
It's Rumi and
Rumi's a girl. Okay.
Yeah. So the only one that you've seen is the girl. She was at the Super Bowl, which is the one that you saw.
That was Rumi.
Yes, that was Rumi. And then you won't see Sir as of now because it's alleged that there's some type of developmental delay with him, which is why you don't see.
Which is common, honestly, when people have twins.
Yes.
And honestly, even if there was nothing wrong with any of the twins, they're welcome as parents to not put their kids out there.
Absolutely. Like you don't have to. I don't know why people feel like there's an obligation that you have to show your kids to the world. Like, you don't have to. Like, I don't have to show my child to the world if I don't want to. Why do you feel obligated to that or entitled to that? Yeah. If I wanted my kid to stay in the house until they was 21, that's what I want them to do. So I don't know why they feel like it's like Jay-Z and Beyonce or anybody has this obligation to show their kids to the world. So I don't understand.
Well, they're thinking of getting a lawyer and filing a lawsuit, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
That's like crossing the line.
Absolutely.
So, stop talking about people's kids.
Basically.
Right. Especially because they're like family, right?
They used to be really good friends.
Yeah.
So keep your Twitter fingers to yourself, Kanye.
Right.
All right. In other news, let's talk about Iman Shrumpert. So he is standing on business, and he said that he has never leaked any sort of information about the messy divorce that him and Teyana Taylor have. Now, so the former NBA star's attorney, Stephen C. Steele, said in a statement to TMZ Sports on Wednesday that Shrumpert is denying Taylor's allegations that he recently dropped any information about the split to the media in order to drum up interest in his new rap career. He goes on to say, my client, Mr. Iman Shrumpert, has never whatsoever leaked any allegations or claims stated in any of the pleadings in the Taylor-Shrumpert divorce case. Mr. Shrumpert denies that he has provided any information to the media. Now, Taylor was so heated that she actually requested the judge in their case to throw Shrumpert in jail for 20 days, as well as hit him with fines to teach him a lesson to keep his mouth closed. So she won't him in jail for 20 days.
That's all I have to say. These messy ass divorces. I can't even. I could never be a divorce court judge.
That lady said, let her cheeks get clapped.
In peace.
Exactly. And I don't blame her.
Yeah. But then they have like some type of open marriage or something.
They did.
Yeah. So
they were very open about that, especially like on the Breakfast Club. And they spoke on how, you know, they had threesomes. And
people get divorces in open marriages.
Well,
clearly,
marriage isn't always all about sex. There's other things that can make you not want to be married to somebody. Like, I don't know.
Bad breath? No.
I was going to say, like, eating chips and breathing.
Do you snore at night? Like,
snoring, eating chips, existing, breathing, you know, all the things.
Yeah, I don't know. But, don't be messy out there, Iman. If you out there telling the business, man, just go ahead. Pay the child support alimony and keep it moving, man. And go get you some. Go get you some cheeks while your ex-wife is getting hers.
Right. I would like to
clap
know,
cheeks in peace. That's the hashtag. Hashtag clap cheeks in peace.
Can we put that on one of our t-shirts?
We should.
I think so.
Put that in the comments below.
Yes. Clap cheeks in peace.
Clap cheeks in peace.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like this just sounds like any divorce court.
It does.
I would like to know the stats on open marriages and divorce, though. I'm going to Google that later.
You should. Google that during a commercial break.
I will.
Okay.
So I'm curious.
All right. And in our last piece of news, so Owen Hayes, who is a college baseball player, He actually was expelled from his university. So Owen Hayes, the college baseball player who cops say beat the crap out of an 84-year-old man at a California bar, is no longer enrolled at his university.
As he shouldn't be.
Exactly. So Hayes was playing baseball at the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, up until this week when he surrendered to authorities at the Santa Clarita Valley Sheriff's Station and was booked on a charge of felony assault. In a statement to TMZ, the school says the individual in question no longer attends the Masters University. The university takes all violations of its standards and biblical convictions seriously. A video from inside a Santa Clarita dive bar called Doc's Inn shows a man who cops say is Hayes rushing up behind this 84-year-old customer and knocked him to the floor with a punch. The victim, who employees at the bar say that the man is a regular, the 84-year-old man was a regular, was reportedly knocked unconscious and hospitalized. And that baseball player has not only been kicked off the team, but he's been kicked out that school.
He should be in jail.
He should be in jail. Because why are you going? Why are you going around knocking around 84-year-old man?
And Jesus isn't like that. Clearly, he missed that part okay. of it.
Learn how to control Christian your school. Liquor, and you get no points for knocking out an 84-year-old
man. Yeah, no it's never points. That serious.
Yeah, you squabbled up with the wrong man.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. Come 84 year old man. Okay.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm just saying.
But you're laughing at the stupidity. Yeah, why like, in the world?
Yeah, you know,
what is this 84-year-old man at a bar doing to offend you?
Right.
To the point where you had to punch
you
somebody.
To punch him and knock him unconscious.
In so. The back of the head, you get no cool points.
At all.
Not at all.
Control so. That liquor.
I thought I saw that video.
Yeah, I saw the video today and it was bad.
It was
That's
bad.
Crazy. What's the, what, were they conversing with each other or the he guy just, was just minding
no.
his business?
No, he was minding his business.
I mean, I didn't see the whole bit. I just yeah, saw yeah. what had happened. So yeah. who knows, but like, just happened.
Still.
I was like, what are you... I was actually just like completely like grossed out by the whole thing.
That's yeah. crazy.
So if we have to give, you know, I need to start doing something called an a-hole of the day. And he's the a-hole of the day.
He's the a-hole of the week.
He's the a-hole of
the month.
All of that.
Of the year.
Of the year. Of the decade.
Of the freaking century. Who punches 84-year-olds?
Who punches 84-year-old men?
How old is this guy?
He's a college
baseball
player. So what are you talking
Crazy.
About? 18,
19? Yeah.
Well,
he's in a bar, so he had to be at least 21.
Well, you would think, but he's an athlete. And
yeah.
Wait, and you go to a Christian university?
Yes, that's not very Christian.
Does that uphold the standards and biblical convictions of the
studying.
Master's University?
He was too busy playing baseball. He was not studying.
He was playing baseball with his hands.
That's crazy.
Well, you know.
Wow.
I did find my stat, though.
So what's the stat?
So it's conflicting, but some claim up to 92% of open marriages end in divorce.
Really?
Probably because of jealousy, right?
I think maybe it sounds like a good idea, and then maybe people don't think it's that good of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Or
there's lack of communication as to what that looks like.
Does that person get jealous that the other person is, like, doing better than what you're doing?
I mean, you bring them both home, you're like, why is yours cuter than mine?
Or why are you paying more attention to her instead of me or him or however that goes? Yeah. Why are you paying more attention to that?
Yeah. Or lack of transparency and honesty.
Right.
Yeah. That's
or boundaries to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to have, I would say, pretty good boundaries.
Yeah.
Or maybe that one does something that you won't do. They do that special trick that you don't do.
Yeah.
Which is honestly one of the cases that people will say for an open marriage is to like fulfill the areas that maybe the other partner can't or won't.
Yeah.
As long as there's open communication and boundaries. But
gotcha.
I think that's the problem is that there's always something.
That's a lot.
An open marriage, I couldn't do that. It's going to be closed for me. Okay. You out here doing something you're supposed to be doing. Close the marriage. Ain't nothing open about this marriage.
You can't close something up.
You can close
it's very messy.
It gets too way too messy. Like you got people going behind each other's back doing this.
Yeah. Killers involved.
It's
a lot.
Works for some, but apparently not many if it's 92% divorce rate.
92% is high.
They said it's conflicting. It might not be as high, but they were 80 to 92 is like the range. So it's not. I mean, our normal divorce rate is, 40 to 50% in first marriages?
Oh.
Over so you're sharing your partner and it still don't work out?
Right. What's so the point? That's not working.
That's not the answer.
Just be single and be a hoe.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
Honestly, if that's what you want.
Ain't no stress being a hoe. That I know.
I mean, unless you're getting pulled in many directions.
I can't speak on personal experience, but for what I hear.
We weren't saying you. We didn't say big T be a hoe.
Big T be a hoe. I'm just saying that there's no stress to being a hoe. That's just from what I heard. I don't know from personal experience, though. So, all right. Well, that was Big T with the tea. You know, I got some tea. I'm going to spill it here first on Mud Talk. So, well, being that it's Friday, and we know that y'all probably about to go out and get dressed. But y'all can't get dressed without getting fresh. So CL Styles is back with his Fresh Friday. And I just realized that he wanted to spell fresh with PH.
You spelled it wrong, did you?
No, I fixed it. But then I realized why he wanted to spell it PH.
Why is that?
He's such an alpha.
Why is that?
The is an alpha thing?
Pharaohs.
I thought you were like, PH is so much cooler than F.
It is.
In the most white girl way I can say that.
I saw that.
So, CL Styles, what you got for us on this Fresh Friday today?
Okay, what's going on, family? Before we get started, we have to get you prepared. That is key. So we want to make sure that we get you prepared. So the first thing is you have to make sure that you are comfortable and you feel good in whatever it is that you are wearing. Okay. You do not care what people say or think about your look. You have to be comfortable with your look. That is first and foremost. So before we can go and say what it is that you're supposed to wear shorts with this, wear a hood with that, you have to feel comfortable in your own look.
What if you're not? What if you can't? Like, how do I do that? What if I hate everything I wear?
I think that's just a matter of just trying out different things, mm-hmm. right? You have to try what works for you, right? Because the beautiful thing about clothing is you can put it on or you can take it off.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wear it outside. You can look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh, I don't really look good in that. Maybe I should add this with that. Maybe I should take that away.
Yeah.
So that is the beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Or just text your co-host that says, yes, that looks good, Amy.
Or that. Yeah. Or that.
I'm not saying I've done that. Yeah. I'm just saying.
That works. And the next thing is you have to figure out how you want to look. So what look do you want? What do you feel comfortable in? I think that is the biggest thing. You want to make sure that you feel comfortable in the look. So you have to make sure that you do that. Do you want to be preppy? Do you want to be regal? Right? These are all different looks that you can focus on. My thing is I rather choose all three just because I don't like to be boxed in. I like to kind of keep people on their toes, but you don't have to pick all three.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick one and you can stick with that and go from there. Once you pick that look, you hone in on that look. Do some research on it. Find a celebrity that has the same type of look that you want and kind of pattern yourself after that. I say, try them all out, right? Try them all out, see what works. If it doesn't work, again, you can take it off. You do not have to wear that. And the other piece is, the most important piece is, fashion is fluid.
All right.
So it always goes on. So try it. The goal is to grow with your fashion, right? The same way that I dressed in 1995 is not the way that I dressed in 2005.
I mean, but 95 is coming back.
I mean, it's coming back. That's the beautiful thing.
It is.
They come back or don't get rid of your clothes.
It repeats itself. Yeah. It repeats itself.
So not too much on my fanny pack.
or my overalls. I'm so mad I got rid of them.
On this Amy's overalls because they are coming back, right?
They are.
Right. So my thing is, you know, your fashion grows, it's fluid. So the next number one rule is for Fresh Friday, if you all have a certain type of look, put it in the comments so we can see what type of look mm-hmm. you have, right? And then you drop that in the comments, and next time we'll be able to figure out what it is that we want to wear for the summertime, what it is that we want to wear for the spring. And until next time, stay fresh and stay blessed.
Look, you better come through with the slogan and the hashtag.
Stay fresh and stay blessed.
Stay blessed.
Did he say hashtag?
He's gonna make it a hashtag. He's gonna make it a hashtag.
So what is your style vibe? Like, what is your look? Like, would you say you have a signature look?
I don't have a signature look. I like to try different looks. I don't really like to get boxed in. I don't want people to think, oh, he's going to wear this, he's going to wear that. I kind of like to try different things out and see what works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, CL Style, for that Fresh Friday. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And, you know, if you have any questions about staying fresh, go ahead and put them in the comments below, and we'll read them on the show later on. Yeah. Or you can hit us up on our Instagram, which is MudTalk419, or on our TikTok. And if you want to know how to stay fresh, just hit us up.
And you know what we should do from now on Fridays? Everyone, if you can, hashtag Fresh Friday.
There it is.
There you go.
There's the advertisement. He's like, make sure it's spelled with the PH.
With the PH.
You say FR, that doesn't count.
Let us know how fresh you get on Fridays.
Yeah.
I guess they're not fresh if they don't use PH. Huh?
It's got to be PH.
It has to be PH.
It has to be PH.
That's crazy. Yeah.
If you're FR, it's only a little. Not major fresh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right.
Fresh Friday.
All right. That's what's up. Appreciate you, CL Styles.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and do a commercial break. And when we come back, we have Miss Raya Love, who's in the building. She's going to come and talk to us about her skincare line, Ray of Beauty, and we're going to tap in with her about that and moving to ATL and everything else. So make sure y'all keep it locked. And speaking of fresh, make sure y'all get some merch. So
yes,
you only fresh if you wear the hottest merch from the hottest podcast.
And get you one of these.
And get you one of them. Okay.
Yeah. Be like us.
Okay. Fresh Friday. So make sure y'all keep it locked, y'all. It's Mud Talk. The Hottest Podcast is back with new merch dropping right now. Tap in and check out our latest in hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and now we have official Mud Talk water bottles and more. So make sure you head over right now to the official Mud Talk merch store and get into it. And right now, if you order, you'll get 25% off of all of the latest merch in our Mud Talk merch store. So go over to our Instagram page at MudTalk419 and get into all of the latest, newest merch that is available right now. Mud Talk, the only podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets while you grind and shine. What's good, y'all? We are back here on Mud Talk. We want to say thank you to everybody who taps in and tunes in with us each and every Friday night, whether you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, or whether you are listening to us on SiriusXM Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you stream your favorite podcast. We appreciate you guys for tapping in. And as we said, the only way to stay fresh is by going to get the hottest merch from the hottest podcast. Head over to our Instagram right now at MudTalk419. Click the link tree and go ahead and hit that merch button and copy some merch from the hottest podcast. We got a whole lot.
And then send us a selfie or a picture and pictures of your babies in our onesie.
Yes, please do. I really want to go to a baby shower where a baby is wearing one of our onesies.
Well, the baby's not.
Well, I mean, it's not. But somebody might be there that already had a baby that's going to have a onesie
on. I don't want to see a fetus in a real onesie. I'm not. First birthday party. Invite us to the first birthday party.
Bar mitzvah, something. All right.
That's a very different stage of life.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Just somebody put a onesie on.
I'm gonna get a dog shirt. I'm gonna make a dog shirt. Put that in a merch store too.
And when you invite me, make sure you have baby shower meatballs. Mm-hmm. You know I love me some baby shower meatballs. Same. You gotta have the meatballs. It's not a baby shower without the meatballs.
And the fruit punch with the ginger ale.
That part.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Hello.
So good.
I'm actually gonna
get my friend one. I'm having our gender reveal soon. So.
Well, there's Mud Talk onesies available on our merch store. Just go to the link tree in the bio on Mud Talk 419.
All right. Well, as we said earlier, we have Miss Rhea Love in the building. And before we get into anything, we got to introduce her to the people. Miss Amy, introduce Miss Rhea.
So Rhea Love, a licensed esthetician and founder of Ray of Beauty Skincare, which is a luxury skincare brand designed for women struggling with hormonal acne, hyperpigmentation, and sensitive skin. After battling cystic acne herself, Rhea became an esthetician to help others achieve
clear and radiant skin. With over 6 years of expertise, she helped hundreds of women transform their skin through expert-formulated products and real solutions. Her mission is to empower women to make their skin a priority with clean ingredients, consistency, and confidence. So welcome, Rhea.
Hey, let's give her a hand clap real quick. Hand clap, hand clap, hand clap.
Nice.
What is good, Ms. Rhea? How you feel?
I feel good.
Yes, thank you.
Yesterday, so I'm still feeling the vibes. And
yep.
Feeling good. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yes. How did you celebrate?
So I did a wine tasting at Cooper's Talk. I went to dinner and I went out and got a few drinks.
Okay. All right.
What was you drinking on?
Chardonnay.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
I would.
Yes, Craig, no, oh, you sound somebody like you. Craig likes to drink wine in a glass with a straw, like a wine glass with a straw in it with his pinky. I have a picture of that, just so you know. There was a straw in the glass, pinky up, white wine.
That's
how we pay.
Sure. You could have taken the straw out.
All right.
He didn't want to.
He didn't have to leave
it
in there.
I did not.
He said, I'm just going to take the straw. It was great. Maybe one of these days I'll just put it in one of our slideshows.
You should.
It's going to pop right up.
Yeah.
Along with the one of him actually eating food that one time.
Yeah, we had to put that on the calendar for sure. So, Ms. Rhea, before we get into anything, tell the people all about you. Where are you from? Where were you born?
We're going to have you lean right up into that mic right there. Yeah. We want to hear everything you have to say.
So, I'm originally from Toledo, born and raised. And I've been here all my life.
Okay.
Sky High School. I got started in aesthetics in 2016. Started building my business from there. 2022 is when I moved to Atlanta.
Okay.
And then I recently just came back to handle some business and start another business. And I've just been trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
This entrepreneur life.
Yes. And are you, how excited are you to come back to the city? Because I know you moved, mm-hmm. but then you came back and I saw like everybody was hitting you up.
Yes.
How was that feeling?
It's so overwhelming, but it's always love back in Toledo.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's been nice so far.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
It's warmer in Atlanta, though.
It is.
Yeah.
But you know what? I was here during the winter, too, during the Christmas season, and it wasn't that bad.
No.
So I couldn't complain.
Yeah. We sure didn't get a lot of snow days. I was highly upset.
I feel like we should use every ounce of what we're allowed to have.
I agree.
And if you don't, you know what I think? You should be able to get out of school earlier.
Yeah.
So if you don't use your five, you get to
you get out five. We should need to write a petition
or
something.
I'm going to start a school.
Hashtag, let my people go.
Yeah. I don't think Moses, I don't think we can quote Moses like that. Trap church, you can.
You know.
All right. So, Rhea, what inspired you to become an esthetician and start your Rhea of Beauty skincare?
So, back in 2016, I had like a really crazy, massive acne breakout, and I didn't know what to do. So, this is before TikTok and YouTube was like super popular, but I did come across a few videos of just women trying to figure their skin out as well. So, I actually came across a video of this girl talking about she went to go see an esthetician. And before, I had never heard anything about an esthetician, never went to go see an esthetician. And it kind of sparked my interest because I love everything beauty. I was always making my own mask and everything at home. And I literally Googled a school, found a school that was maybe about 20 minutes from my house. I enrolled, and I've been rolling ever since.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So where did the name come from?
So it's so funny. I originally wanted to name it Rose Beauty. But then my mom, she's like my assistant, and I always run everything by her. And she was like, who the hell is Rose? Like, what is Rose Beauty? Like, it's cute, but it's not fitting for you. You want something that's going to match, like, the Kardashians or Beyonce. Like, you want to brand yourself. And people always used to say when they meet me, like, I'm a ray of sunshine. And I just always got that compliment.
Mm-hmm.
So my name is Rhea. So I'm like, Rhea Beauty sounds cute. And we just stuck with
it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, what inspired you to go and expand your business to Atlanta? Because taking a leap of faith is always scary for people. So taking your business here from Toledo and going to Atlanta, what made you say, you know what, it's time to make that move?
I think I just got to the point where I just felt like I was boxed in.
Mm-hmm.
I did really well while I was here, but I got to the point that the last 2 years I was here and in business, I felt like I was hitting the ceiling, and I knew it was more. And around here, there's not a lot of people that I was able to, you know, have be mentored by or look up to.
Mm-hmm.
So I just know I had to get away and expand and learn a lot more, get connected with more entrepreneur like people. So that was really the biggest thing for me.
That's fire.
So COVID, we're just going to go back to COVID for a second, really jacked my skin up. And so I couldn't figure out if it was like wearing masks all the time or was this like, I'm at that age, we're not going to talk about that. But we're like the hormonal acne, I feel like it's just there. Mm-hmm. So like, what are some of the biggest mistakes people are making when they're dealing with like their hormonal acne or like the, you know, little spots I got all over my face and things like that?
I think the biggest mistake is people asking other people other than professionals what should they do for their skin. I talk to a lot of people there on these trends on TikTok and not actually going to a professional. So I think that's the biggest mistake, is you thinking that what you're using or what somebody else is using is going to work on your skin.
Yeah.
Like, you want to go to a professional, because a lot of times we don't even need all these products. Like, it was a big trend.
Mm-hmm.
I think during COVID when everybody was using those 10-step skincare steps, crazy. Like, our skin does not need all of that. So I think the biggest mistake is asking other people other than a professional what to do.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. Like, eventually I was like, I got to go talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. And I was using all the wrong things. And I went way back to like three products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because I just couldn't. And it worked. And they're like, once you start using the right things for your skin, it works. So that's great. Especially for teens.
Yeah.
Because that TikTok trend and teens it's and skincare, crazy. Like, you got 10-year-olds asking for like skincare design for people my age.
Yeah. And the moms are asking me too. And a lot of these kids are using like Dow soap. They just find it crazy. Toothpaste.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Just crazy stuff that they're seeing on TikTok.
Wait, so toothpaste doesn't work on Zoom?
Do not use toothpaste. I heard baking soda. I'm like, what are y'all doing to my skin?
Baking their skin.
Literally baking their skin.
I mean,
yeah. So,
what's wrong with the Dow soap?
No, it's so many different ingredients in there that should not be used on a face. Like, it strips the skin. It's just, it's horrible for the skin.
So let me ask you this. What type of soap should you use on your skin? If Dow is not what it is, what type of soap should you use on your skin?
So if you're at the beginning and you really don't know what to use, I would say start with just something that has few ingredients, all natural. Like, don't try to go for the harsh stuff. Like, a lot of people feel like if they're having acne breakouts, they need to use the strongest cleanser like Panoxyl or going to the dermatologist and getting tretinoin. Like, a lot of times your skin just needs a reset.
Yeah.
So just starting just with the basics, like a basic cleanser with not a lot of ingredients. And moisturizing is important too, and using sunscreen.
Yeah.
So I would just take it back to the basics. Yes. Even our black skin.
I was just gonna say tell all of our friends that sunscreen.
Yeah. Especially if you're exfoliating a couple times a week, your skin is gonna be more sensitive to the sun. So it's like, especially if you're using strong products, you want to make sure you're protecting your skin.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. So when you're washing your face, should you wash your face, what, twice a day, three times a day? You don't want to overwash it. So what is the proper amount of time that you should do that?
I would say if you have more oily skin, or if you're a makeup girly, or if you just work in different type of environments where it's a lot of dust, you definitely should be washing twice a day. But if you just have pretty normal skin, or if you have dry skin, I would say once a day is fine.
Okay.
You don't want to overdo it.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about the girlies. Let's talk about the fellas now. How do you get fellas to, because, you know, sometimes, you know, us dudes can be like, man, take care of skins for girls, for women. Mm-hmm. How do you go about changing that narrative or that stigma? Yeah.
I would say just exposing them and giving them education, let them know, like, just because you're a guy doesn't mean that you can't take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why I started the brand and just strictly only doing male facials now, because a lot of men are getting into self-care. They are taking care of themselves a little bit better. So I would say just educating them and letting them know, like, if you still want to look good and you're still trying to get you a little baddie,
you can't be out here looking crusty. Like,
right. You don't want that. Like, you need to be looking good. We know this.
Yeah.
I can tell, like, 100%. When I'm doing these facials, I can tell the men that care about themselves, that take care of themselves, and I can tell the ones that just literally don't do nothing but just wake up and keep going.
Oh, wow.
And, like, the amount of, like, women that I know when they're talking about, like, meeting guys, they'll be like, they look at skin. Like, I'm looking at your skin.
And nails.
Do you, nails.
Yeah.
I can go on for about nails forever, but you can tell. Like, if someone's taking, because if you take good care of your skin and your nails and your body, probably going to take good care of me too.
Exactly.
Yes. And fellas, you can't be trying to talk to a baddie and you look like you work on brake pads.
Right.
With your face and with your nails too, and then you want to do something.
You got peeling faces and you got dirty, crusty nails. Because what you're gonna rub your face on me at some point, and I don't want that on me. And your nasty nails.
That's how people get UTIs and stuff. Like, you're not.
Okay, well, you said it. I didn't even say it. I stopped myself before I said it.
But Big T is gonna say, okay, fellas, clean them nails, because No.
Toes too, because you know what? There's a lot of men that are very judgmental on women's toes.
Yeah.
And then I look at your crusty ass feet and I was like, why did my toes have to be pretty? And you're right.
We're going to put that on the FYF.
That is an FYF.
That is an FYF.
Half all the men that don't get their crusty ass toes and skin fixed.
Stop that. Go ahead.
Go on.
They need to know.
For sure.
They do need to know. Because honestly, they're what? Why just, okay, there's two guys here. Why? Why do you think guys are like that?
Like what?
Where they don't want to do skin. I mean, I know you guys take very good care of your skin and your bodies, but like, why do you think, like, you have guy friends that don't? I know you do. Not calling anybody up, but why are they so adamant against that? Or maybe you can answer that from like being in your shop.
And yeah, I used to ask. And a lot of times, especially the older man, they think everything is, they think everything is gay. Like, I can't wash my face with this because it's gay, or this smells fruity and it's gay.
Yeah.
Everybody just thinks,
do they eat fruit?
No,
that must be gay too.
Well, just so you know, fruit can help your life, your sex life, a whole lot too. Eat the fruit, wash your face with the fruit.
Do that, all that. Yes.
Instead of being so crusty.
Yes, crusty and dusty.
Not good tasting.
And hopefully not musty either.
Yeah, exactly.
Please don't be musty.
So the older guys think it could be gay to like take care of your skin.
It's more feminine, but now we're opening up, especially with TikTok and everything, everybody is online.
Yeah.
The women are finally stepping up too and telling them, like, y'all look bad.
Yes.
So get it together. So
yeah.
I love that.
They're getting better.
So what type of moisturizer should guys use on their face? Should they use like vitamin E oil? Should they use
vitamin
E oil? Mm-hmm.
I feel like the answer, she's like, my skincare line is what I think she's going to do.
Of course.
So can you tell us a little bit about that? Tell us about what you got.
Man, where do you want me to start?
I don't. You tell us. Sell the skincare. These men need it.
I would say keep it basic because a lot of men, they don't have a lot of issues as far as like acne that I'm seeing. Just keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Start with a good cleanser. Vitamin E oil is great. Jojoba oil is great. Even using like an aloe plant is really good. You cut the plant open. Give yourself a mask.
I've been saying that.
Love that. I use that at least like 3 times a week. Like I can't live without.
So when you put it on there, you just like let it sit, or, and then you wash it off
for like 20 minutes and wash it off. You can leave it on overnight if your skin is feeling dry or if it's irritated. You can leave it on overnight, but I just put it on for like 10 minutes, wash it off, and then follow up with my serums, and I'm good.
I'm getting an aloe plant.
Where do you get that from?
You can get them from Walmart. I've seen them at Kroger's. We don't have Trader Joe's here, right?
There's one in Ann Arbor.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like any grocery store usually has them.
My mom used to put them on burns when I was a kid.
Yeah.
We got burns. We would break one open and put them on.
Oh, wow.
Yes, scars. Yeah.
Where can we get your stuff, though?
Yeah.
That's the real question.
That's what we're trying to get out.
Okay. I actually bought something for y'all, too. I bought 3. I didn't know it was going to be 4, so I'm sorry.
We'll have to split it.
We'll just share it.
We'll share it.
Yeah. We're definitely not taking it away from the men. No. You guys are good. I told you, your skin looks nice. Both of your skin looks very nice.
Actually do look good.
It looks very good, yeah.
Thank you.
That's that water.
So what makes
drink water
essential? No, for real. It is. And for a lot of fruit and water.
Yes.
So what makes the Ray of Beauty skincare different from like the other brands that are out there?
So I would say the first thing is I'm an expert. I've been doing this for a while. I've seen all different types of skin types. I have my own issues, so I pretty much know what works.
Mm-hmm.
Also, too, all of them except one of my products, the main ingredient is aloe. Mm-hmm. If you turn around your face cleanser, 9 times out of 10, the first ingredient is going to be water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much not doing anything for your skin.
Because it dries it out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So aloe is our first ingredient, and we use all high quality ingredients. I had a chemist that I actually worked with that formulated my products.
Okay.
So we got the best of the best. We don't have no fillers, no preservatives, no synthetic ingredients, no dyes, no fragrance. Everything is 100% organic.
That's what's up. That's dope.
How do you feel about hyaluronic acid?
Hyaluronic acid is good.
Hyaluronic acid.
Yes. Say that 5 times fast.
No.
Hyaluronic acid is a really good product, but if you have acne-prone skin like me, I can't use hyaluronic acid at all. It clogs my pores. But if you have more like normal or dry skin, hyaluronic acid is a good serum to use.
Yeah.
Would it look weird? So, because I feel like I'm the same. I have acne-prone skin, but only in like certain areas. Could you use it on like half your face? Like, could I use it on my eye bag wrinkly things?
Yeah, it'll be good under the eyes.
Okay.
I spot treat too. Like some of my products, like a hydrating mask, I use like in my drier areas and my Bare Radiance Mask, which I actually brought for y'all. I use it in my more oily areas. Mm-hmm. So you can spot treat. It'll be good on your eyes too.
Do you have products for, you know, we all work hard for like bags up under the eyes or dark spots up under the eyes? I know people like.
So I'm actually coming out with the eye cream. Mm-hmm. That's in my April launch. Uh-huh. But my products, you can use it over the eyes, especially the liquid gold serum. That's something you can use all over your
face. What's that? I didn't hear about that. I like gold things.
That is like one of my, well, all of it is my favorite, but that is my go-to serum. It has jojoba oil in it, sea buckthorn oil, rosehip oil, vitamin E oil. Like, it's all organic natural oils that kind of replicates the same oil that our skin produces. Mm-hmm. So it's good for fine lines, wrinkles, dark spots.
I need it all.
Like, just like giving yourself that plumpy, juicy, like dewy kind of skin.
I want to be plump and juicy. Yeah. I want all of this. You're so big. Give me that liquid gold. My goodness.
What did Sexy Red and Bruno Mars say? You want to be fat, juicy, and what?
I do. I want to be fat, juicy, and what? The worst way.
Fat, juicy, and what?
With the liquid gold on my face.
With the liquid gold on your face, okay.
Okay.
From the Ray
Beauty
skin.
I don't know. I do not know.
Tell us what kind of time you on today.
It is Friday.
Oh,
I thought it was just fresh Friday, but it must be freaking Friday.
PH. Hey. I'm
just going to get myself another here.
Yeah.
So, Rhea, how often do you suggest that people go and get like skincare, you know, facial routines and stuff like that?
Minimum once a month. But if you can do it every 2 weeks, that's good.
Okay.
But once a month, minimum, you want to see somebody that can give you a steam treatment, exfoliation treatment, just use professional products. Mm-hmm. But it starts at home. You have to be willing to have a solid routine and make sure you're doing your part at home, because you only come see me for an hour.
Okay.
So it's like, I can't perform a miracle in an hour.
Yeah.
But I can give you some maintenance. Yeah. Like, you got to be doing work at home.
Absolutely. Now, when it comes to these, you know, treatments and services, what is your price?
Facials.
She don't give, I mean.
She does. That's part of what you do, right?
I mean, but yes, but I see
her treatment. Everything, though.
Yeah.
Beard oiling.
Yeah, beard oiling and everything. Yeah. So what are your prices like if people are interested in contacting you for services?
Right now, I'm doing a special, like a kind of welcome back, like I'm back in the city special. It's $50.
Okay.
But that's going to go up because I've been getting booked. I've been getting really good feedback.
Absolutely.
So, but for now, it's just going to be $50.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can you walk people through, like, okay, if I'm a guy and I'm like weird about coming into your shop, mm-hmm. can you walk them through what that would look like if they came in to get the services, like a facial or a beard steamy thing that you're talking about?
So I basically ask everybody, has they ever had a facial before? And I ask them, are they allergic to anything, what they're using at home, just to kind of get a feel of, you know, just what they are used to.
Okay.
And then I start off with a steam treatment. I do a beard cleanse. I do a full face cleanse. And then while the steam is still on, I'll put an exfoliating mask on. If you have a thicker beard, I'll do a beard softening conditioning treatment. Mm. And then while that's sitting on, I do a hand scrub, a hand and arm massage. Oh. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I get nice.
She's giving the treatment.
For real.
Hot towels all through the service. And then once the mask is off, I'll do extraction. So if you have anything in your nose, blackheads, whatever, I get those out. And then another hot towel, face massage. Like, it's a whole hour. Yeah. Like a whole
where are you located?
Because
I feel like that's what you need to know. Downtown Toledo.
Yeah. How can they get a hold of you if they want to book your service?
Yeah.
So you can find me on Facebook, Instagram. My Facebook is Raya Love. I also have a style sheet. If you type in Raya Beauty Skincare, I'll pop up. And then Instagram is Raya Beauty Skincare.
Okay. Now, I did see a video of you giving someone a facial.
Yes.
Okay. Do women
where would you just come across a random,
because we're friends on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she posted. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought you're like, I was scrolling through the internet.
No, she posted it.
You popped up giving a page.
No, she posted it.
Okay.
And you know, have you ever had women feel a way about you giving a facial to their men? Because I saw it, because some people be like, oh my god, like, she touched his face,
not
she, you know, like, you massaged it, and we know that it wasn't on nothing crazy, but some people can interpret that differently. So have you ever had any experiences where the woman was like, hey, you're doing a little too much, like, chill out?
You know what, I haven't, and it's great because a lot of my clients, my male clients, are husbands or boyfriends or baby daddies of my women clients.
Okay.
So they know me. They know how I operate. Yeah. They know I'm strict. I'm professional.
Yeah.
So I haven't had anything like that happen. But I do have a few people, like my homegirl, Sandra messaged me and was like, don't be doing too much on my man. Like, I want him to come back home. Like, don't be doing too much. But other than that, I haven't had any issues with anybody.
That's good. I'm glad they're being respectful here.
Well, and I like you said a beard cleanse too, because let's go back to the men thing. Like, the beard, that is something that needs to be extra taken care of.
Exactly.
Because you can hold a whole lot of
dirt oil.
Yeah. Dirt oil scent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need that. Yeah. So,
okay. Yeah.
All right.
So what's next for the Raya Beauty Skincare? Any exciting launches, products?
Yeah, so I was supposed to drop my Honey Lux serum on my birthday, but
she's got a Honey Lux one.
Yeah,
it's like a honey pack.
Yeah.
She's like, oh yeah, it is. See, I wasn't wrong.
So I was supposed to drop that on my birthday, but just time it didn't happen. But I am dropping my body care line April, May. So I'm gonna have products for the whole body that's gonna have you glowing and glistening and soft for the summer. Like,
she is holistically making sure.
Yes,
that
yes,
all the skin. Look good and feel good. Like, yeah.
I love that. Living my life like it's golden.
Yes, yes.
I love
liquid
that.
Gold. I'm telling you, I'm going to get that. Yes. But I want all the body scrubs and everything.
Yeah. I love that. Yes, that's what's up. Yes. Well, we play a little game on the show, but before we do the game, we have to thank one of our sponsors. So we got to thank them real quick before we play this game. And Shay, which sponsor are we thanking today?
ENT Transportation. Going somewhere? We got you. ENT Transportation is a low-cost transportation service that offers rides to the grocery store, doctor's appointments, work, school, and even airport runs. Services must be scheduled 24 hours in advance. For more information, please call 419-820-0549 or 419-578-8040.
That's what's up. So shout out to ENT Transportation for being one of the sponsors of the Mud Talk Show. Let's give them a hand clap real quick.
Get there safely.
Yes. And as we like to say, or CLs like to say, cheaper than a Chipotle bowl. Two of them. Two Chipotle bowls. They are $15 each way, man. Cheaper than two Chipotle bowls.
I mean, the one that my daughter gets is like way over $15. I don't know how she...
Yeah. You can just get there and call somebody else to pick you up.
Right.
Yeah. So if you need some transportation, put down the Chipotle bowls and call ENT Transportation.
Summer's coming. Everybody's going to be out drinking.
Yes, everybody's going to be out drinking.
Schedule it.
Yes. All right. So, Raya, we play this game on the show called This or That. And Shay is going to give you two options, and you got to decide if you're going to get with this or if you're going to get with that.
Okay.
So, Shay, what we got?
All right. So, roommate or live alone? Live alone. I don't like people in my space. It's nasty, eating up all my snacks. Like, I want to be by myself.
I love that.
Exactly. I'm not trying to, like, no.
Yeah.
No. Invite none of the guests over.
Yeah.
All right. Cold shower or cold dinner?
Oh.
I love sushi, so I would say cold dinner. I don't think I can do the cold shower.
Oh, you had the sushi. I'm over here thinking, like, the dinner gets cold on the table, but you were like, no, give me. Give me the sushi.
That's what I was thinking about, too.
Yeah. I was,
she's like, give me all the sushi.
Yeah, that was a great answer.
That was a great answer.
Like,
love it.
She got this one in the bag.
Yeah.
All right, pay rent or pay a mortgage? That's tricky because I like to move around. So I would say pay rent.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Comedy or horror? Comedy. I can't do nothing scary. I'll be having dreams, nightmares. I like a little kiki. So give me some comedy.
Yeah.
All right. Jeans or leggings? Leggings. Very comfortable.
Yes.
All right. TV series or a movie? I would say TV series only because recently I just finished Beauty and the Black and it was so
good. What's that?
It's a Tyler Perry special. Okay. It was really good.
Yes. What was it? What was the topic? I need a new show.
It's a lot.
I was about to say, how do I even break it down?
It's a lot.
Yeah, I've just seen clips of it, and I'm just like, man, that's a lot to unpack just in that 3 minutes that I saw the clip.
Okay.
YouTube Plus?
No, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix.
I literally binge watched it in like 3 days.
Perfect.
It's really? Yeah. I've been watching Paradise on Hulu, which is really good. It's really good.
Okay.
Also, Reasonable Doubt is really good.
Yeah, that was
really good. Yeah. And Handmaid's Tale is coming back on.
I heard about that.
Yes, go. So Handmaid's Tale is coming back on.
One.
Really?
I don't know.
It
kind of
grossed me. Man, it's definitely not something you can binge watch. You got to watch like maybe one or two episodes.
Yeah.
And then you just, it's
It's scary.
It's traumatic.
So it's traumatic, yeah.
Yeah, I just heard about it today, and I don't know if I want to get it.
Yeah, you got to watch, like, two episodes, like, and then just, like, come back in, like, a few days, and then watch it again.
Or, like, never. So, yeah. Because I watched two, and I was like, I'm good.
It is a lot, but it's really good, though. So.
I just got into How to Get Away with Murder.
Really?
I've been glued to it. Like, yes. I'm already on season 6, and I just started, like, maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, is this, like, a playbook, or what's the...
How to Get Away with Murder?
Yeah,
it's a TV show. It might have came out in like 2016.
Yeah, is it with Viola Davis?
Yes,
yeah.
Viola Davis. And it's really good.
It is good.
Got new shows now.
Yeah, it used to come on after Scandal when Scandal was still on TV.
Okay.
So like when Shonda Rhimes had like that whole block of like Grey's and then Scandal and then How to Get Away with Murder like all in one night. So yeah, it would come on like back to back. But I started watching.
When is that one on?
It's on Prime Video.
Prime Video.
Yeah, okay. But I think it might be on Hulu too because it was an ABC show.
Are you still making a little account?
Huh?
Are you still making a little?
No, girl, I got my own.
Which one was it? It was Hulu though. Like, was
no,
that?
It was not Hulu.
What was the
one you put? You see, I had to get.
No, but you're watching something on your live. I can't figure out who's on my account. I'm not even kidding.
I think it might have been Netflix.
Was it Netflix? I log in and there's people on there. I don't know who they are.
Definitely wasn't me. I got my own Hulu, baby.
I gotta figure out who's on my Hulu.
Yeah, as I used to tell people, you're not gonna talk to me this kind of way, baby. I got a Hulu and an air fryer.
Well, you
okay. That's okay. Right. I did
that's
my
all you need. Okay. I was just trying to figure out who was the random person on my Hulu. I knew you borrowed one of them. I don't know.
Oh, excuse
trying to come for me on this show.
There's no judgment in that.
I know.
Because you know what? When I get rid of the Hulu, I'm coming for your Hulu password.
That's fine.
There's too many damn people on my account.
And guess what, baby? And I got Hulu Live, so you can watch cable when you want to. Okay.
What do I have? Is that you, like YouTube TV?
Well, I mean, that password after the show.
Yeah. See? You guys are making fun of me for asking. There's no shame in that.
I got regular Hulu. $5.99 a month.
Just saying.
That's what's up.
He's fancy.
And, you know, just a little bit. Had to pop out for a little
with
bit.
The air fryer.
Yeah, with the air fryer.
All okay. I need is the popcorn in your couch. I'm on my way.
You on my way. I got you. Got a little wine for you.
Ooh, wine too?
Okay. Couch popcorn and wine? How did we get so lucky?
Looks like I'll no longer be paying rent or mortgage.
Wait, is it box wine?
No.
Okay, good.
It's from Cooper's Hawk.
Oh, you got the
That's where I went last
week. Put me on your membership.
It ain't mine.
You got a membership? I was like, whoa, you have an air fryer and a white membership? You are beyond.
Hey, Mama T, keep drinking those bottles.
Yeah.
Bottles, Mama T.
Just a little
now
bit.
Now she know we're on her wine week.
Right.
Well, she don't even watch the show because she said we do too much cussing on the show sometimes.
We haven't cussed that
but we've cleaned up. Well, she watched the other.
Well, she watched one of the ones where there was some language happening.
Yeah, she needs to go a little bit forward to the new ones.
So like this one, where except for you don't want to know that you drink color wine.
Yes. So, all right. Any more questions for Ryan? That was it?
Yeah, that was it.
That was harmless. Shaken, you've been doing a very good job with these.
That was very clean.
Yeah, because when we had our last guest, Sean Mahone, she behaved, and I was like, damn.
This well, is spicy.
Man.
What y'all spicy. Saying? Y'all want me to bring it back?
Well, we got sponsors now, so we got to, you know.
Yeah. So would you rather, okay, I got one. So get a facial or get a massage, a full body massage?
I would say a massage. Because I'm real picky about my facials.
Okay.
So I would say the massage for sure.
Massage, okay.
Do you do facial? Like, can you do that for yourself? Like,
I do.
Okay.
I do my own facials. I want to find somebody here, but I'm so picky.
I trust everybody.
People be using all type of crazy products. So.
Yeah.
Have you considered coming out with, like, a facial kit to sell? You know, I'm actually working with somebody with that to just brand their own products.
Nice.
But that's going to be a process. So until then, I'm going to just be stuck doing my own.
Yeah.
I feel it. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Rhea, for stopping by. Don't go nowhere yet. I mean, you can sit with us for the rest of the show. If you got somewhere to be, you know, but kick it with us. We'd love for you to stay. We're going to go ahead and do a commercial break. When we come back, Shay is back with her Shay with the shh. And she's going to be dropping something.
You didn't even say the S word.
I know, man.
What is going on?
We have
not telling her about the show because she's drinking all of her wine.
We have sponsors now.
She can't watch this episode. He's going to go on her YouTube and block everything. Right?
All of this.
Block everything. She don't even know how to get to a podcast, so I ain't even worried about it.
She'll be all right.
But we're going to go ahead and do a commercial break. When we come back, Shay has her Shay with the shh. And y'all know it's the end of the month, and so we have to do our FYF, where everything that's been building up in us for the last month or so, we're going to get it out today. So if you got somebody that you want to say F your feelings to or forgive or forget.
So it's either F or forget. the bad word F.
Yes.
That we're not saying apparently today.
I mean, we can say it.
All the other shows, you guys are dropping F-bombs at 8:05. I leave for 1 week and I come back and you're not cussing.
We have been cleansed. Maybe you were the problem.
Right.
I'm sorry. Let's just rewind. The two shows ago, you said the bad word first. The last show I was on, you said the bad word first.
I went to trap church, so I'm reformed.
Right.
But did you hear the key word? You said when you were here.
Right.
So you are the problem.
So I'm going to drop F bombs around me. I was the one that came up with the multiple Fs because I said we need to stop saying the F word.
Yeah, because sometimes you got to forgive and forget.
So
people.
You can ask you somebody or forgive them or forget.
Yes. So we're gonna go ahead and take a commercial break. When we come back, we're gonna, you know, get into some FYS and some shade with the shit. So make sure y'all keep it locked right here on Mud Talk.
Want to get the word out about your business or organization? Well, the Hottest Podcast now offers the hottest sponsorship packages, starting as low as $15. That's right, $15 will help you get your business or organization out to millions and millions of listeners heard around the world. So make sure you go to the official Mud Talk Facebook page and check out our sponsorship packages right now.
The Hottest Podcast is back with new merch dropping right now. Tap in and check out our latest in hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and now we have official Mud Talk water bottles and more. So make sure you head over right now to the official Mud Talk merch store and get into it. And right now, if you order, you'll get 25% off of all of the latest merch in our Mud Talk merch store. So go over to our Instagram page at Mud Talk 419 and get into all of the latest, newest merch that is available right now. Mud Talk, the only podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets while you grind and shine.
What's good, y'all? We are back here on Mud Talk. Thank y'all for tapping in with us on this Friday night and keeping it locked with us. We appreciate you guys. Thank you to everybody that's been buying merch. We love that. We want to see y'all here with the freshest and the hottest podcast crew and wearing the freshest gear, PH, but fresh.
Everything's going to be PH.
Everything's going to be PH now. Fresh.
When we do our FYF Friday, it's PF. PF Friday.
PF Friday. So, but Raya came through.
First of all, I have liquid gold that I can rub all over my face and be, what you say, fat, juicy, and wet.
Fat, juicy, and wet. Yes.
Yes.
So Raya came through with some of her products. This is Bare Radiance Pore Detox Mask.
Yes.
So this sucks everything out of your face. That's not good for you.
Everything.
Suck it out and then rub some liquid gold on it.
Suck and rub. Suck and rub.
Suck and rub. That's what we do here. No, this is amazing. I'm so excited.
So this says combine with your preferred liquid. So what kind of liquid are we talking about?
So you can use water or you can use rose water. I recommend using our Diamond Dust Toner. That's going to give you the best results because it actually does have tea tree in it.
Okay.
It has tea tree, aloe, salicylic acid. So if you're dealing with any type of breakouts or you got oily skin.
So this won't make you break out. It'll actually
clear out your pores.
Yeah. Because sometimes when you do detoxes, I mean, it's probably the wrong one. I feel like it sometimes will break you out to cleanse you. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. Especially just using, because it does have bentonite clay, but a lot of people just use bentonite clay by itself, and it's just too powerful for the skin. Like, it just does too much. So it has bentonite clay, cannelite clay, aloe vera powder, and oats.
Okay.
Is it safe for all ages?
It is. Okay.
I do have some teens using it. So if your teenager is dealing with those,
I have two
teenagers. My daughter is, big time. I didn't know what to do. I was like, so we're going to have a little facial sessions. Yes.
Yeah.
And so the liquid gold has a whole bunch of natural ingredients.
Mm-hmm. It has rosehip, sea buckthorn oil, vitamin E oil.
I like this.
Yes.
Yeah, you can have that. That's one of my favorites.
I can't wait until
what she like. I'm gonna fight you after this.
The next time not with a liquid gold. We have to be gentle. No, the next time you see us, we're all gonna be glowing.
Yes,
I love that.
Summer ready.
Yes, that's what's up. Yeah. All right, well, Shay.
Rick. Is that the website you have open?
Yeah.
Look, he on it right now.
Can we do this? Can we hold it up there? People can scan their TVs. Mm-hmm. We'll just scan one. What are you doing? Yes, you are. There you go.
You gotta do the thing where you hold it.
Here, put your hand back there. We're good.
You know, they'd be like.
All right, so go on this QR code. This will take them to the website where they can buy some stuff.
So that will take you to my Instagram.
Instagram
has the link on there.
Perfect. So that's how you can buy some stuff. And then you got some other, you got your website, which is rayofbeautyskincare.com.
Yes.
That's awesome. Now, how long does it normally take to ship?
So I'm in Toledo, and I got it on me.
Oh, you got it on you.
They want to pull up.
She got that work.
Do you have, places? Right. Like, can we pull up and, like, look and be, like, a parking lot? Or how's this gonna work?
Anywhere.
Okay.
We can pull up on the side of the street. I got people pulling up at school. Like, it don't matter. Like,
it don't matter where you are.
Okay. Look.
She will meet you anywhere.
I'll try to ship within, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Get it out fast.
Okay.
But depending on the post office, you just never know.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but if you went to Toledo, we don't even have to be
you ain't
gotta
do that. Just send the Cash App.
So local to Toledo, she'll pull up on you.
Yeah.
You can pull up on her. If you're one of our national audience, you can go to the website. She'll ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
International shipping?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Yeah.
So, people in Russia that listen to us, we got you.
We're
not quite there yet. We'll get you.
All right. So Shay is back with her Shay with the where she drops some advice on us for love or knowledge and life. And Shay, what are you dropping on us today?
All right. So this is based on a personal experience I had. A lot of people who know me know I'm very shy. I don't like public speaking. I was nervous when we first did this. But so my Shay with the today is step out of your comfort zone and try something different. I know it might be scary at first. So last night I went to karaoke and I got on the mic actually for 3 songs.
What'd you sing?
Oh, I did Not Gonna Cry by Mary J. Blige. Mm. That was the last one I tried to do. You Should Have Known Better by Monica. And I said try because the fight broke out in the middle of the song.
Oh, no!
And I didn't know what to do. So I'm on the mic and I'm rapping this is my people, but I'm up here with y'all. I just started rapping. So it was
That's hilarious.
But I did discover they like my rapping better than my singing. So
did you rap your own stuff?
I made it up.
I got to get something going on here.
Trying to, keep their attention on the stage and not the chaos, but,
what song was this that they was fighting to?
Not gonna cry.
It
didn't have anything to do with the song, but it was just...
Somebody was going to be crying, I guess.
Fight to karaoke. Shame on them.
To Mary J. Blige.
That is a fantastic song.
So, I love it. I was killing it, too. That's my favorite song. We've been singing that since, we were the A-high.
Yeah.
You gotta go back and do it again.
I'm gonna try the different karaoke's other places as well, but step out of your comfort zone. It might be scary at first, but keep at it, don't give up. You might discover something you like, find a new love, but you won't find out until you get out your own way. So
there's that is a mic drop right there. Yeah. And too, when you don't step out of your comfort zone, sometimes you miss out on those opportunities.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so they say in order to be comfortable, you gotta be uncomfortable sometimes.
Yes.
And so I've definitely seen, people that's like, man, I'm scared to do this and do that, and opportunity pass you by, whether it's love, whether it's business, whether it's school, whatever. So
something fun, like karaoke.
Yeah, minus the fight.
That was an adventure. It'll be a story forever.
Listen, keep the fight outside.
Yes, please.
You don't have to wait until karaoke. You can actually do it live.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the mic in front of you.
Are you singing with her?
No, I'm not singing with her. I'm in the background.
Oh. Yeah. You like to be the background warm shots. You're going to be your biggest hype man over here with you.
I'm going to invite y'all to the next karaoke.
Yes.
During spring break.
Much talk karaoke.
We need to record that and play it on the show.
For sure.
We should. All right, well, that was Shay with the sh, and just know that she's always with the sh. shit.
Just say shit.
It didn't sound right.
Sounds like you're like,
yeah. Shh. All right. Well, that was Shay with the shit. And just know that she's always with the shit.
It's past 9. We're
all right. We good. All right. Well, speaking because it's past 9, man, and it's the last Friday of the month, you know, we got to do what's called FYF, which is.
Well, it's PHYF now.
PHYF. But FYF is either fuck, forgive, or forget. And this is where we just get everything off our chest. You can either say fuck somebody or them, forgive them, or forget them. Okay.
How about I forgive so I can fucking forget?
Well, yeah.
You can do everything you want. You pick the F.
Yes, and we do not name drop. So, yeah. And for our people that are watching on Facebook and YouTube, go ahead and drop your FYF in the comments. Don't put no names in the comments, okay?
Just we're not showing it.
We're not showing it. I will not read it, but go ahead and drop your FYF in the comments below and let us know. Who you're effing? So, Amy came in earlier today. Was like, we said that she had a Shay moment because she got like seven FYFs that she's ready to roll off, and it reminds us of that one episode we did.
You're just like, and then I said I'm gonna have a Shay moment.
We're having a Shay moment.
I am effing, but I did forget my first one. I'm gonna forgive.
Yes.
So maybe this is me being like an asshole. Forgive the people who don't realize that you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. Like when you need or want something from somebody, I promise it will be so much easier if you use honey and not vinegar.
Yes.
And you take the time to be kind and respectful and generous and genuine to people when you need something or want to get that versus treating somebody poorly. And then because you think that they're not going to help you. And all of a sudden, now I'm just going to treat you like absolute shit.
Yes.
So you catch many, 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 many more flies with honey than vinegar.
Yep.
So I forgive you. Because you can't figure your life out. And with that, F all the people. I'm sorry, I'm about to go. F all the people who treat others like shit when somebody puts up a boundary. Yeah. And that boundary doesn't allow them to take advantage of you anymore.
Yeah.
So, and I think that happens a lot. Like, I have realized that I need to put a boundary in our life. Mm. And you don't like it because now you can't take advantage of whatever it was that was going on.
Yeah.
So F you. Because honestly, if you start to get pissed because somebody puts a boundary up, you're the problem. Okay, let me keep going. F anybody who's celebrating all the blatant discrimination and racism that's being promoted in our government, and those who voted for it without, and then are getting mad about it because they didn't research it when they voted for it.
Yeah. And now they're realizing it's affecting them.
Like, it's every day. And yeah. I can't even, I mean, I just, it's more the people that voted for it. And then like, well, I didn't realize that it was going to take all these rights away or all this money away. I'm like, the fuck did you, I'm sorry. What did you think was going to happen? I can't. And then my last one, and I will be done after this.
Keep going. I love it.
F all the people that are out there knowing that they're sick, just creating this germ air for everybody else to breathe and close talking.
Yeah.
I can't. Like, I've walked into public places this week and watched people just, like, snotting and hacking.
Yes.
And, like, and the order's like, here. Yeah, I had a stomachache. Like, I threw up 3 times. And I'm like, why are you in Kroger?
Yes.
Exactly. Why are you here?
This is why we've been stuck in the house for 3 damn
right.
years.
Yeah. And as nice as that was, I don't need to be stuck in my house.
Yeah. That was a lot.
I don't want to do that.
And people still don't wash their hands.
They still don't.
F all the people who don't wash your hands, who breathe germy air and pollute our air.
Do you know I was at a particular establishment that I will not name? And I went into the bathroom, and this man was in the bathroom before me. And you know when somebody don't wash their goddamn hands because you didn't hear the water run.
Right.
Oh, I went out there and found that motherfucker.
Did he work there?
No.
Oh.
But did he say he washed them and tried to lie to you?
No. But see, this is what happened. So I walked. He was standing at the urinal. I walk in. I went to the stall. So I'm like, I hear the door close. I'm like, I didn't hear no goddamn water. I washed my hands.
So
and I dried them. But I go outside and he's like. Touching the bar, he's playing.
He touched
darts.
The door that you use. He touched that door handle.
And I was like, "You just had your whole dick in your hand, and now you are out here."
And who knows if he cleans his dick?
Now you are out here touching everything in his establishment.
Dick door hands.
Now
that's all I can think about. Because you've done this. Now I've touched the door handle. You've touched your dick hand.
And now I have dick hand. It's not even my own dick.
I have other dick hands.
I only want my own.
After you and your dickheads. Wash them.
So now I feel like I have to go back to the bathroom and wash my hands because
I have to. And I feel like I need to get a wipe out that sanitizes and wipe everything you've touched.
Yes.
With your.
Did you know the guy?
No, I didn't.
You went to track
him. I went to I went and found him. And I didn't even go
lie.
Was
he in his car?
No.
No, he was in the bar. He said he was at the bar.
Oh, I think he said you went all the way outside.
No.
He out the bathroom. I had you followed this man outside.
No. I went and found him in that bar. And I was like, I'm telling. I went and I was like, hey, y'all know that man over there? He ain't washed his damn hands. He was in the bathroom.
I had a Karen moment.
I did.
What do you call a male Karen?
A Devontae.
No, like, no, we call Jesus that.
Jerome.
A Jerome. You had a Jerome moment.
No, I take it back. It was Kevin. But here's the thing.
Kevin.
Karen's complain and they're not even trying to protect people. I was trying to protect
he was protecting
people.
The health and well-being
from dick hands, because that could be a pandemic. You don't even know.
A dick hand
pandemic.
We're all now.
That's how pandemics are.
I'm pissed if
you
got a dick
hand. You gotta be in the house with somebody with dick hands.
What? That's how pandemics start. All it took is one dick
hand. I would be pissed.
The real story of COVID.
I would be dick devastated.
I would be dick
devastated. Oh my God.
Okay. All it took was one dick to start a pandemic.
Like I'm in the house and it ain't even one I sat on.
Man. So yeah, okay. Wash your damn hands, man.
Yeah, always. And stop breathing your germy air.
Yeah, cut it out.
And when wash your hands, wash the front and the back.
You can sing the ABCs.
Yes.
Oh, and then you know what? If you have nails, like you should be doing one of these bad boys to get underneath your nails.
Yeah. Soap, not hand sanitizer. Yes.
That does not cover. That's like trying to spray perfume instead of using deodorant. Yeah, when you're trying to mask the smell as opposed to like actually.
Yes. It's like, and get under those nails for real, especially because you know you might try to get some after the bar and not ain't nobody about to let you.
They look under your nails and it looks like dirty, nasty nail hands.
Looking like a mechanic.
Dick nasty male nail hands.
Dick nasty male mechanics. All right, CL Styles, you have an FYF today.
I'm still stuck on this. My FYF would be forgive. Forgive. Forget and forgive, right? Like, forgive 77 times. Like, just forgive. It's not even worth trying to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive.
Did you just define the FYF? He's like, let me just give you the one to choose.
Yeah,
we're not PHUing anybody.
That's what I'm saying, because we've all done like some effed up things before, right? Nobody is exempt from doing that. So you can't say, I'm not going to forgive you for doing something
for
effed up. And I've done something effed up, right? So let's just make sure that we just forgive and lead with the forgiveness.
And when you harbor hate, you harm yourself, not the other person.
Yeah,
correct. Because they probably might not even know that you are harboring hate.
I feel like I should F you first and then forgive you.
Oh, and then
sometimes you just gotta have a quick F you and then you can forgive.
Forgive and forget you, because guess what? Forgiving you doesn't mean reconciliation.
No, no. Yes, it doesn't mean that we're friends.
It doesn't.
Forgiveness is for yourself.
Yes.
So, Shay, you got an FYF today?
Yes. Mm. Oh my God. Fuck negative people.
Yes.
That part.
I'm over here trying to have a good time, enjoy myself, and hear all this negative. Fuck that negative energy.
I feel like she's talking about karaoke.
Yeah. A lot of things. Yeah. That's just not the only thing. And negative people in general, like people who can't even keep a smile on their face.
Yes.
Like, I'm over here trying to smile, joke, and laugh, and you over here looking like your dog died. Like, damn.
Yeah.
The energy is just not there. So fuck it's inconsiderate people. That's like a big one for me. Like if you wouldn't want it done to you, or if you want somebody to consider your feelings, consider somebody else's. So.
Yeah.
And then lastly but not least, fuck people who complain to everybody else about somebody instead of addressing the issue head on.
Yes.
You got a problem with me? Come say it to my face. You can't say it to my face.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Or say, or instead of saying it,
what
with a pH.
You know what? I have a forgive today. I know, right?
Oh.
But it's also a forget. I know. I'll switch it up.
We're not getting enough you out of you?
No, you will, but I'm going to do forgive.
He's like, I got to. See, I started with forgive too. I started with trying to forgive.
It starts here, and you know, it just shoots to the moon.
Right. You're talking about dick hands.
We already did that. you know, forgive all the people who may have, you know, hurt me or may have harmed me, whether it's intentionally or not. You know what I'm saying? like you said, Shay, that just harbors your own hate and it stresses you out. Blood pressure be through the roof. Mm-hmm. But also, I forget you at the same time. Yeah. Because like I said earlier, just because I forgive you does not mean that we're going to reconciliate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, I just think at some point in time, especially at our age, we just have to learn to protect our peace. And we just have to learn that sometimes people just got to go. And if you do not eliminate them, God will eliminate them for you.
Hello.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so I forgive people who may have, you know, like I said, done me wrong, or they may have harmed me, whether it's intentionally or not. But I also don't forget you. And that's okay. And it can be somebody that you've known for a year, 5 years, 10 years, whatever. There are no boundaries to this forgetting you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but I forgive you, but also, and that's just for myself, but also know that I'm moving forward. So I'm going to forget you. But yeah. Now, getting to the fuck part. Fuck all the people who feel like they just got to yell all the time. Mm-hmm. They got to be negative all the time. They just, like, go touch some grass and hug a tree and calm down.
Yes.
Like Shay was saying, like, just negative people who are just, they wake up negative. They go to sleep negative. I call it, you don't got to be DMX all day. Like, that shit is exhausting to be hard, to be tough all day. And I just feel like, at some point in time, you have to participate in your own healing.
Yes, I was just about to say that. Because I was going to say, there are people that do struggle.
Yes,
and
they do.
As a mental health professional, I do have to say, there are people who are going to always have a sad face because they are having mental health struggles or trauma. But you have to heal.
You have to heal.
Yes.
And no one's going to do that for you. So you need to participate in your own healing. And I just feel like if you are just a person who got to yell all the time and you mean all the time, you can't have a good time, you're around people, everything is just rough and tough, like, go find yourself life. Okay.
Reach out to somebody. Get some help.
And it's okay to say, I need help and I'm not okay. But I think trying to pretend to be hard all the time, that shit is exhausting. I call this, and I told Craig this earlier when we was on the Dear Black Men show. I love being in my soft man era. Okay.
I
love that. I had to take off the black forces and the black Tims. And I
did knock a few bucks.
Yep. And put on some slippers.
Right.
With a robe.
With a robe on. Okay.
And some smooth jazz.
Okay.
And some Chardonnay.
Yeah.
You heard what Bruno Mars said. I'm sipping wine in a row. Sip, sip. Yeah. I look too good.
You said I get it.
To be alone.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, you know, I just say, you know, fuck all the people who just feel like they just got to be mean and nasty and just goddamn, like, there's nothing positive.
It's
about
not
you.
Cute. Yeah.
It's
people
not
don't
cute.
Want to be around that.
No. So yeah, fuck all them hoes.
So you that is not the soft era, sir. I was gonna go back to what you said, protect your peace.
Yes.
I heard a quote at work the other day that because I'm always protect your peace.
Yes.
It said also protect your energy.
Yes.
And I was like, that is so, because we're always talking about trying to be peaceful and protect that, but protecting your positive energy.
Yeah.
And that's just as important. So
it
if I'm
is.
Around your negativity, you're impacting my energy.
Yes.
And sometimes that's just tiring and I don't want to be around it.
Yeah,
so forget you.
Yeah,
like, go spend time out and fix your face.
Literally
over here when you pass.
Fix your face. I love that you said that, because I tell people that, fix your face.
Yeah. Fix your face. Yeah. Rhea, do you got an FYF?
Ooh, I would say I've forgiven everybody that slept on me.
Ooh.
Especially with the skincare line, because I went through a lot. Like,
It
was a good 3 years, and you know, I had some people that had some things to say, but you know, God doing his big one, so
yeah.
I'm going to forgive y'all, because y'all ain't know.
Well, you going to forgive. I'm going to say fuck
half the haters.
Fuck
he's going to say it with the PH, and I'm going to say half the haters.
With a capital F. Fuck
you know what? You don't get any liquid gold.
Double. Or the detox.
Or if I lost in shipping.
Or the steaming beard rubbing. It's not happening.
Thanks for your donation, though.
You don't get any of the goodness from Ray, okay?
No.
None of that. No Ray of beauty for you.
At all. Yes. You're getting all the
F's.
And the PH's, too.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say... forget the people who don't believe in your dreams, man.
Yeah.
Who try to... talk you out of them, or who just, you know.
Oh, because they're stuck?
Because they're complacent.
Yes. Or they just can't get past themselves. And they want to have misery with them.
Absolutely. And everybody may not see your vision like you see it. So fuck them and keep moving.
Yeah. Exactly. Fuck them and keep it moving. So, fuck all the people. And I just say, even if you don't agree with it, at least support them. Like, you know what? I think you should go do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or, hey, I think that's a good idea. I'm not saying you got to be like, shit, when we doing it? You know what I'm saying? But just like, you know what, I think that's a dope idea. But just to be like, well, I mean, you think that you can't, you sound like a hater. You sound like
it is. And like, you're trying to, they're going to try to sabotage the fact that you're trying to go do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Because they're miserable.
Yes. So fuck them. fuck them. So, anybody else with any FYFs today?
F all the people that stop in front of you when you're walking in the middle of like a, you know, the store aisle, and oh, then yeah. just stop for no reason. Very inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Fucking run you over with yeah. the cart.
Fuck all the people who make slow right turns in traffic.
Oh my god. I almost hit somebody today doing that. They didn't even have a turn signal on. They just yeah. kept like, and then I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Fuck all them. Like, make that right turn. I don't, why?
Because I can't protect my positive energy because now I'm cussing you out.
Now I'm cussing you out. So yeah. Fuck all the people who walk across the street slow. I got somewhere to go. God. Knees to chest.
I literally had that happen to me today. Like, I let this girl walk in front of me and stop traffic. And she went to go talk to some guy in the car.
She did what?
Wait, in traffic?
Yeah, so I stopped to let her cross the street because she was crossing in traffic.
You're like, I'm not trying to hit her.
She walked so slow and only walked to the guy's car to talk to him. Girl, get out of my way.
Yes. Wow. I actually had a guy stop. It was crossing that really long intersection on Airport McCord.
Yeah.
And he like got to the middle and I was like, oh my God, this is going to take forever. And he actually stopped and he was like, I was like, this guy's letting me go.
Yeah.
That's good because I was late for my lunch break. Yeah. I was about to get in trouble. I was like, this guy, he deserves. I'm not effing. Bless him. Can we bless him? Bless you, yes. sir. Bless in traffic you. Today for making me not get in trouble on my lunch break for being late.
Wow.
Bless him.
Bless all them people who are secretly in competition with you.
Ooh. Ooh. Yes. Yeah.
Fuck you and move along. Find
yeah. yeah. Fuck all the people who don't care that they're a trigger in your life.
Yeah.
Like people know that they're a trigger and you tell them they're a trigger and they just don't give two fucks.
That's or don't respect your boundaries.
Or don't respect yeah. your boundaries.
Like I said earlier.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's when you forget those people.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So if I say, you know, on Sundays, and everybody knows this, on Sundays my phone is on do not disturb.
Don't call me on a Sunday.
Don't call me ever. Just text.
Now listen, because I'm not a phone call person. You're going to text me. Yeah. But if I tell you that on Sundays it's my self-care day, whatever the case may be, and you proceed to still call, fuck you.
Or hit the notify anyway button.
Oh. Yeah. Oh my God.
Fuck you if you use the notify. Yeah.
Like if my phone is on D&D, don't keep calling me at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
I will cuss you out.
Yes. It clearly says do not disturb. It means do not disturb me. Okay. And you're going to push notify anyway, I'm cussing you to smooth the fuck out.
Yes. You got something important to tell you.
Unless you're dying, like if you're going to die or if you need to go to the hospital and you are the responsible human for that, I'm okay with that. Otherwise, do not do that.
But yeah, fuck all the people who don't care if they're triggering your life or they don't respect your boundaries. You tell them like, hey, I just need some time to myself today. And they take that shit personal.
And then they get mad at you, like I said earlier. And then all of a sudden they're being mean to you because you said I have a boundary. Because
I said I have a boundary. So now you want my blood pressure to be 180 over 120 because you need your little ego stroke? Fuck you.
You know, yeah, ask the people that need that ego stroke. That's right.
Yeah. Go stroke something else and calm down.
Exactly.
Hello.
That will
come. Then wash your hands when you're done. Wash your hands when you're done. And don't do that in the public bathroom.
Yes, please.
Because you will get told on for that too.
Yes, because I'm telling
and probably the police call. Kevin and Karen are calling the police.
Yes, we're both calling together.
Yes. Speakerphone. Yes. You will get all of the smoke.
You're going to get all of that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Anybody else with the FYF, man?
I got one last one.
All right.
Fuck all the people who don't rock with Mud Talk. For all of those out there watching, thank you for rocking with us. All our viewers.
Bless you.
Our guests. Thank you. We cannot be who we are without you.
Absolutely.
Yes, we bless them.
Yes. And we got to say, you know, and we're not going to say Effie, but yes, and bless all the people who, you know, reach out to Mud Talk to come to their events and they want us to host events and film footage and everything. So we definitely have to shout out Tierra and her mom, Miss Jeanette. Shout out to them. Wrong one.
That's what I meant.
That's why I'm in charge of
it. Should be applause. C for clap.
Yes. A for awkward.
Rewind that.
Awkward.
Go again.
All right. So shout out to Tierra Armstrong and Miss Jeanette Saunders. They opened up the Penthouse Work Spa. Ooh. They had a private soft opening yesterday. And so this work spa is basically a collaborative workspace where people can rent out offices. You can do like a lease or you can do like day at a time or just one day or whatever. But it's all about spas. So they have like massage chairs while you're working. They have walking paths. They have aromatherapy in all the offices.
Yes.
It's so dope. But then there's like other perks. So they have like a virtual office. So say like you don't want to be physically in the office, mm-hmm. but you can use that office as like your business address. They will forward your mail to you. You will have like a business phone number. They'll do the promoting for your business. Mm-hmm. And like, it's basically like this full wraparound service. And so they also have classes too. They're going to be doing a financial literacy class for business people, not just for the business side, but also the personal side. So they had their soft opening yesterday, and we got to go there. Well, I went there yesterday and got some amazing footage and some interviews that I'm going to be putting together and posting on our social media. But they are officially opening next month in April.
Yes. Okay, so, wait.
See.
Got it.
There we go. Hold it down.
You got to hold it.
Yes. So shout out to Tierra Armstrong and Miss Jeanette. Tierra, of course, was on the very first episode of Mud Talk. She's on the anniversary show we just had. And so it was super dope to see if there were so many people that came out. And
that's such a good concept.
And yeah, it was really dope. And so, like,
where is it located again?
It's located on Central. I don't remember the exact address, but it is located
in the plaza.
In the plaza by...
Right by Krispy Kreme, like in that plaza.
I mean, you're speaking my language now. Talk to me about donuts, and I know exactly where you're.
Right behind.
Yeah, so they are. They're working on collaborating with other businesses, so like people who rent out these office spaces can get discounts. They're like the Hot Works, like the yoga place.
Yeah,
like all those different
Krispy
businesses.
Kreme
those
donuts.
Are, well, I don't know about that because it's a spa.
I mean, spa doesn't healthy. Mean you can't enjoy anything in moderation.
Well, just one donut. They had a soft launch yesterday. They had food. They had shrimp and grits yesterday too. Yeah, they did. They had shrimp and grits. They had like these veggie spring egg rolls. They had regular egg rolls. They had like all the sauces. Then they had like a charcuterie board and everything. It was really nice. Shout out to DJ Stevie Chanel. She was a DJ there last night. A lot of community people came out. Tierra's husband came out and supported yesterday, so it was a really dope event. And they gave a tour of the office, and so everything is completely finished. Like when you walk in, there's like lo-fi beats playing. There's like meditation music. They have like this rain wall thing of rain coming down.
Oh, I love
that. That's really dope. Like the whole concept was really dope. And so on their door it says work space, but the spa is voted, so you know, like work spa.
I may have to hit them up
and tell them about the kitchen area too.
Oh, yeah,
like snacks and all of that.
I like he spot. Said, I like that instead of just telling us himself,
yeah,
he know. Said, Ty, go ahead and tell us.
So, the kitchen area is everything is healthy and organic, so like,
fruit. So not Krispy Kreme,
yeah, not Krispy Kreme, okay. No. So like fruit and veggies, they have like, of course, coffee and water and things like that, but everything is all about organic, naturally healthy stuff, so that you're not going out to Krispy Kreme. You can just grab your banana.
That's it. Oh my god!
Or orange or apple.
It's rich in potassium.
They have sun chips.
Do you like those? Sun are not healthy for you.
I mean, it's whole grain, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's not the best
one. Okay,
better than like a late like a potato
it's
chip.
It's better than a Krispy Kreme donut.
No, nothing is better than that.
I'm just saying.
No, I love that. I love that idea. I'm definitely gonna hit him up. I have been tossing around the idea just because the world is going crazy of opening my own life coaching business.
And they are.
I like he didn't hear a word I fucking said.
I did, but I got really excited.
No, I'm just saying I'm gonna hit him up because I think that sounds like a great first like a small business where I want to do like life coaching and I can go in
give
there and
applause
for I said I'm gonna start something. He's like, anyways, they got fucking carrots in there. Fuck your life coaching business.
Well, hopefully you can coach these people away from their dick.
I'm gonna coach you how to listen. Yeah, my I'm lord. So
I had a,
I'm so sorry.
I had a squirrel brain.
TR, I'm gonna hit you up, okay? And I'll eat some freaking sun chips. Go ahead. Thank you.
I had a squirrel brain moment. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm intently listening to you. We're gonna model this.
We are.
This is me listening. Okay. Go ahead. I'm finished.
Oh, okay.
You would know that if you were listening.
I'm sorry. Well,
go ahead. So anyway, what was the best part?
No.
Shit, I don't even know now.
You were talking about listening.
No, I really
you have something really cool there. You were talking about the kitchen and sun chips and some rain balls and lo-fi.
Oh, yeah. So the cool part is that you can like, you don't have to do it every day. Like you can just do one day by day, but they already have people like that are trying to rent spaces like right now. So,
so I need to get on it is what you're saying.
ASAP. Oh, this is what I want to say. I mean, I guess I can tell, but they are trying to get a podcast studio up in there. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? So just to let y'all know, if any podcast is trying to be up there, just let you know.
All right.
But that's something that they were interested in. It's not anything happening time soon, but it's something that they want to do to expand.
That's great.
So, so you might see them on an episode of Mud Talk.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Raya, for coming by, man.
Yes,
we hope you have fun with us. Yes.
Thank you for the products again. A liquid gold and some pore detox masks are just a very small amount of the skincare that she has.
Yes. And make sure y'all go tap in with her on her Instagram, man, and on her website, which is right there. What's the Instagram? Raya of Beauty.
Skin.
skincare.
Yeah.
_ skincare.
Yeah.
Yep.
www.ray, it's cap, does it capitals matter?
No.
Okay. rayofbeautyskincare.com.
Make sure y'all get into it, man. Get some of that liquid gold.
Get that liquid gold.
And get you a facial. Yes.
Absolutely. Come see me.
Yes. Go get you a facial. All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all for tapping in here on Mud Talk. Of course, we'll be back, you know, like we do every Friday. But tomorrow, we have a special event tomorrow. Tomorrow, we will be live from City Hall Grill and Drinks for our live show that we do. You know, we like to play games, we like to talk shit. We like to give out free merch and drinks and stuff like that. So if you are in the Toledo area, come see us tomorrow night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. City Hall Grill and Drinks, 315 South Reynolds Road is where we will be. We'll have some music, play some games, have us some drinks, get some food. You know, come fuck with the hottest podcast that brings you ladies and music, news and fashion. And the hottest podcast in your airways. You know?
Yeah.
So make sure y'all tap in. You gonna come?
I can. What
you
time?
Should. 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, that's
7 p.m. tonight. Yeah, come have you some of those good-ass margaritas and some good-ass food and some good-ass vibes with this good-ass podcast.
I love that.
And have a good-ass time.
So, but yeah.
Good-ass City Hall.
And good-ass City Hall, yes. So, well, I'm glad Ray had a good-ass time on this good-ass podcast.
You say that one more time.
That means it's time for us to go home. All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all for tuning in and tapping in with the hottest podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion. I'm Big T.
I'm Shay Renee.
I'm Miss Amy.
And I'm CEO Styles.
And your co-host is with the mostest.
You like to say that.
I do.
Yes. But thank y'all for tuning in with the hottest podcast in your airways. We will see you guys next time. Peace.